Hey guys, welcome to Style & Soul Reformed, episode 85. I'm Christy, your host. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I've thought about in the past, but I was listening to a podcast recently, and it reminded me of something really important about learning. So I remember thinking after I graduated from college that I didn't need to learn anymore. Like, in a formal setting, I didn't really need to study anymore. How was I going to learn any new subjects? And it just was kind of baffling to me. I mean, this was back in 1999, so it was prior to, like, YouTube or anything that you could learn online or get instructions. You would really need to, like, seek things out, go to the library. We had internet, but it wasn't what it is now. So I just remember thinking, like, well, this is going to suck. Like, I'm not really going to be able to learn much aside from what I learn at work. And that's kind of been the script of my whole life, basically. So, like, when we're children, we, you know, have to go to school. Then we graduate from grade school and we go to junior high. And then after that, we go to high school. And after that, we go to college. And there's all of these, like, phases of leveling up and phases of growth. And we're given timelines, a year to go through fourth grade, a year to go through fifth grade. And so after we go through those phases of life and, you know, we're kind of left to our own devices, it's a little bit daunting because it's like, okay, now what? Like, and the only benchmarks we have are the ones that we impose upon ourselves or give to ourselves. And so for many years, I just kind of went on trying to achieve within my profession. And it satisfied me for many, many years. I was really, really happy pursuing my growth within the fashion industry, even though it had a lot of pitfalls and I stumbled a lot. But in retrospect, it was fulfilling until it became unfulfilling in the end. And when I got to what I consider to be, like, the top of my game, realizing that I felt really empty, it felt really, really scary because I thought to myself, okay, like, this is what I've geared my whole life towards. And I'm not in a place where I want to be. And this is where I thought that I needed to be to make myself happy. I don't think I'm alone on that. I think a lot of people get to a point in their lives, especially after you've done all of the things that, you know, you're supposed to do or that you wanted to accomplish, like meeting the right partner, having children, you know, getting promoted, like getting the nice car, living in the nice house, like all of the things that, you know, my generation, and I think, like, people in general, they want stability. They want, like, that people still want that Rockefeller-esque looking family life with the two kids and the house and the picket fence and the nice cars and all that stuff. That's, you know, the American dream. I think people still strive for that, or a certain version of what that is. And so after you make all of those things reality for yourself, and you still feel unfulfilled, I think people get a little bit, you know, I think that's what they call the midlife crisis, to be perfectly honest, which is where I'm at this point, being 45. So I just feel like, okay, like a few years ago, I decided to kind of take the bull by the horns and stop playing victim to my life and my circumstances and just start deciding that I was going to mold my life, my mindset, and really tap into my inner core, who I am at the core and my heart and my soul. And I was going to start living by that and letting that guide me versus all of the things that I thought I needed to be happy. I was really going to follow my heart and my values and, you know, structure my life and my decision making around my values. That's the first time ever that I decided consciously that I was going to live from my soul and my heart versus living from a place of where I thought I should, if that makes sense. I was really always a rule follower. I liked having the rules. I liked knowing what the boundaries were, and I liked staying within those boundaries just to be safe. And what I realized is that, like, that served me as a kid, because everybody wants the obedient child that doesn't step out of line. But as an adult, you know, it doesn't necessarily work, especially with somebody that has like high ambitions like me. So I think in a lot of ways, even like into my 30s, into my 40s, like I still had that subconscious conditioning where I didn't want to ruffle feathers. I didn't want to, you know, draw outside of the lines and break any rules. But in the meantime, I wasn't happy. So I always lived in this place of fear of not wanting to upset anybody or disrupt anybody else or be an inconvenience to anybody else. And I think that very much comes from being the good girl. And part of my whole idea of growth at this stage is to not really worry myself with what other people think anymore on the deepest of levels. It's so hard to not think or just to not like even consider what other people are thinking. It's really hard to do. But as long as I can remain focused on my goals, focused on my outcome that I want for myself, for my family, for my company, like as long as I can keep myself focused, I think what I realized is that I have spent a ton of time getting distracted by what other people think. And then creating stories in my head about what that means for me. And honestly, I've done this pretty much my whole life where, and I think I'm not alone, but where I take something and I run with it. I run with this whole dramatic little story in my head. And I make myself feel bad about the situation or about myself. It's the most toxic, dangerous thing to do and the biggest waste of time. So I think that's driven me to be, you know, a more clear communicator. If something's on my mind, I'll say it right away just to clear it out of the air. So I don't need to like, you know, carry that around with me all day. But yeah, I think that taking those emotions and running with them and stewing in them and letting them make me feel bad about myself or bad about my work or, you know, it's just so counterproductive. I think my whole goal now is just to focus on moving forward as much as possible and focusing on my growth, focusing on things that are going to make me feel satisfied and make me feel like a good person. Another thing I want to do is focus on service and focus on giving, because I always have loved giving, giving of gifts, giving of my time, and giving of my, just my knowledge of my own self-awareness, so I can help other people realize their own self-awareness and free themselves from this like imprisonment that I've lived in my whole life. I think that's my mighty mission of purpose, really, is to just let people know that they are so powerful. And if they can realize that their strength is just covered in self-doubt and mud and insecurity, but that's not really who we are, I think that's the most beautiful gift that I could give to anybody. Once we realize that everything that we have is already in us, we just need to uncover all of the crap and the stories and the insecurities and the hurt and the pain that we've experienced. Once we unload all of that, and we can chip it away and we can work on it and free ourselves and forgive ourselves, that we are our own happiness. That is the key, I think, to life and the key to love. So I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you guys next week.